Today is lesson number 29, which we continue our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Today, the lesson is on Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. Perek 7, Mishnah 3 and 4. The basic halacha which we've been learning now for some time is that if a zor, a non-kohen, eats truma bishogeg, accidentally, not knowing it's truma, not knowing it's prohibited to eat truma, then he has to pay, in the standard situation, he has to pay the kohen keren, the value of the truma he ate, plus a chomesh, plus an additional 25% on top of the keren. Suppose, however, the person did not eat the truma b'shogeg himself, but rather b'shogeg, not knowing it was truma, for example, he fed his children, little children, young children, under the age of bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. Hamachil es bonov ketanim. The little children have no property. They're not responsible to pay for, to compensate the kohen here. V'yes avodov, or if he served accidentally, not knowing it was truma, he served truma to his slaves, whether they are adult or minor. Nevertheless, whatever they are, they have no money. Avodim, komashekono eved kono rabo, they don't own anything. Or ha'ochel trumas chutz la'oretz, a person who eats truma, not from the land of Eretz Yisrael, but from one of the adjacent countries to Eretz Yisrael. Whereas we will study, eventually, the truma is only midivrei sofrim, not min ha'torah. Or v'ha'ochel pachos mikezayis truma, a person who eats less than a size of a kezayis truma. Less than a kezayis is halachically not considered eating. And the pasuk reads in Parshas Emor, v'ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkogo. If he ate less than a kezayis, that's not achila. In all these cases, mishalem es hakeren, he must pay the value of the truma itself to the kohen. Because after all, he caused the kohen a loss, accidentally, but he caused the kohen a loss. But ve'eino mishalem es hachomesh, he doesn't have to pay the additional fifth. V'hatashlum en chulin, and that which he gives the kohen does not become truma, but rather it remains chulin. If he himself had eaten truma b'shogeg, what he compensates the kohen with becomes truma. However, in these cases, it does not become truma. It's mere compensation, but it remains chulin. It is not truma. And therefore, imrotza ha-kohen limchol mochel, the kohen wants to say, don't compensate me, it's okay, then the kohen has the right to do that. Zehaklo, the rule underlying these various mishnayos, which tell us the circumstances of when a kohen can and when a kohen cannot be mochel, is a rule which is summarized now in Mishnah Dalet. Zehaklo, in all the instances, standard instances, when a person must pay a keren plus the chomesh, then that's a standard case. Then the tevua which he gives to the kohen becomes truma, hatashlum in truma. And if the tashlum in the compensation is truma, imrotza hakohen limchol eino mochel, the kohen cannot be mochel, the kohen cannot forfeit it, surrender it, waive his rights. Because a Kohen can't say, I'm mochel, you're giving truma. Truma is sacred, you give it, it remains sacred. However, v'chol ha-mishalem es ha-keren ve'eino mishalem es ha-chomesh, in all the various cases which we've been studying, when the zor must pay the Kohen the keren, the value of that which he ate b'shogeg, but does not have to pay the additional chomesh for whatever reason, then the compensation he gives to the Kohen does not become truma. It remains chulin. Hatashlumen chulin. And if it is chulin, imrotza ha-kohen limchol, mochel. If the Kohen wants to say, forget it, it's okay, you don't have to pay me, that's the Kohen's option. And so we have finished lesson number 29.